existing crowded markets, what we think of as red oceans, to new heights of confidence, market creation, and growth. What we learned in studying those who succeeded in making this shift, as well as those who failed, is that for any process to work, it must acknowledge our doubts and build our confidence as much as unlock people's requisite creativity with proven steps. In Blue Ocean Shift, people and our human spirit are put on an equal plane with a tested process and market-creating tools to move you, your team, and your organization from red to blue oceans in a way that people own and drive the process to succeed. It provides a step-by-step guide anyone can follow with battle-tested lessons learned from the field on what works, what doesn't, and how to avoid potential pitfalls along the way. We made our choice of what verse we want to bring to the world. We firmly believe that we are all capable of creating new frontiers and verses of our own. As Nelson Mandela once noted, "It always seems impossible until it's done." We hope that this audiobook can help you make yours. Part 1. Blue Ocean Shift. Chapter 1. Reach Beyond the Best. When I play music, I feel like I'm in a beautiful world that is endless. In 2008, amid the devastation that is Iraq, a country of religious and ethnic divisions, hardship, and war, Zuhal Sultan had a dream. The 17-year-old Iraqi pianist wanted to create her country's first national youth orchestra and travel with it abroad. Iraq, however, had few formally trained musicians or music teachers, and few quality instruments to speak of, not to mention cultural chasms dating back centuries that divided Iraqi youth. Where to begin? Using the internet, Zuhal reached out to find a conductor. Paul McCallenden, a Scottish conductor and classically trained musician, responded and signed on to lead the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq, NYOI. It didn't take Paul long to see that he would need to be a strategist as well as a musician, since the orchestra would have no chance if it competed on the same terms as other national youth orchestras. The industry was intensely competitive, dominated by venerable European youth orchestras from countries such as France, Italy, Spain, and the UK, comprised of highly trained young musicians with great technical skills. These orchestras engaged world-class guest soloists and conductors, and featured polished performances of classical masterpieces by composers such as Brahms, Beethoven, and Chopin. To stand apart while keeping costs low, Paul realized that NYOI would have to break with industry tradition and redefine what it meant to be a national youth orchestra. Rather than focus on technical excellence and musical sophistication, NYOI would focus on the power of music to heal, bridge the deepest divides, and showcase the hidden glory of Iraq's rich heritage. To this end, Paul reduced the orchestra's reliance on musical excellence and a sophisticated European repertoire, and eliminated renowned guest soloists and guest conductors, which dramatically dropped its cost structure. In its place, Paul and Zuhal assembled a group of youthful musicians who would play original Iraqi music of both Kurdish and Arab origin, and put it on an equal footing with the likes of Haydn, Beethoven, and Schubert, which they also played. Much to the disbelief of many, NYOI brought together young men and women musicians who were Sunni and Shia, Arab and Kurdish. In this way, Paul and Zuhal built an orchestra that demonstrated the young Iraqis' hope and commitment to building a brighter future together out of the destruction of war. As NYOI member Muhammad Adnan Abdallah put it, "Music is the language of peace, and it makes people love each other. When musicians sit and play together, they communicate that." The result? NYOI became known as the bravest orchestra.